The Iraq War has not been characterized by shared sacrifice here at home. Today, we have the story of one family in Central California that has sacrificed more than most of us can imagine. All three sons went to fight in Iraq. Two have been killed there. Terry Phillips of Valley Public Radio has the story.
21-year-old Army Specialist Nathan Hubbard was one of 14 Americans who were killed last Wednesday when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed in northern Iraq. Hubbard's brother, Jason, was in another helicopter on the same mission. He shared the sad task of recovering Nathan's body and accompanying it back home to Clovis, California. The two young men joined the service together after their middle brother, Jared, was killed in Iraq nearly 3 years ago. Nathan is the second member of the Hubbard family and the seventh Clovis resident to die in this war.
War is hell is not just a trite phrase. The city of Clovis, to a certain degree, has experienced that.
Clovis Mayor Bob Whalen says people here feel a strong sense of tradition, duty, and public service. Clovis is a rather upscale community, one of the wealthiest in the Central Valley. It belies the stereotype of military recruits coming largely from poor families.
In this case, what we've seen is that the call was placed out to have some volunteers go fight a war. And many of our young men and women chose to do that. And that's consistent with the values and the way that we live in the city of Clovis.
With a population of 90,000, some might think Clovis has already sacrificed more than its fair share in Iraq. But this small town in Central California, with its rodeos and parades and flags flying on every holiday, is the very image of patriotism. Even the Hubbards' high school colors are red, white, and blue. Janet Stoll-Lee is communications director for the Clovis Police.
See the flags on the lawns of the neighbors. See the flag at half-mast in front of his home. When his brother, Jared, was buried 3 years ago, people lined the streets waving flags.
Nathan's father, Jeff Hubbard, is a retired sergeant with the Clovis Police Department. He strongly supported the president's Iraq policy, but worried about the danger his sons would face in combat overseas. The Reverend Tim Rowland is a close family friend and pastor at New Hope Community Church. He says the Hubbard family is devastated by their loss.
Jeff was almost a 30-year career with Clovis Police Department. So that family, I think, has known for a long time. Every day, there's the potential that the knock at the door is going to be potentially the most devastating news you're ever going to get.
On the church grounds is a memorial fountain honoring Jared Hubbard and his best friend Jeremiah Barrow, another Clovis son killed in Iraq. The memorial will now serve as a tribute to this town's most recent casualty. At the base of the fountain, visitors leave personal notes, commemorative messages. Some examples from recent days: we'll miss you and thank you for all the childhood and teenage memories we shared. Another reads, you may not remember me, but we were in the third grade together. Thanks for your service. Or this, you've been one of the most influential people in my life. I never got to tell you that. And finally, a message left by the Espinoza family. They offer their condolences, blessings, and thanks. The letter was left on the anniversary of their own son's death in Vietnam nearly 40 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Terry Phillips.